say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome back, Hysteria Nation, to yet again, 2 weeks in a row, on the road. I am in a very echoey room in a non... what's the word when that's non-furnished? Oh, God. I'm not sleeping. Non-furnished house in Tennessee.
That's what we're rolling with, Brent. Untreated.
It's an untreated home. It needs to be treated if I'm here. But I am here. The show must go on no matter where I'm at. And so I am here. And speaking of the road, like I said, we are back on the road doing the 50, the backside of the 50. Greatest or not, what this person put together for a story. Miss Fish, Fangoria magazine, the 50 cryptids that she came up with for America. And the first half was really a lot of fun, except for a lot of plesiosaurs. And I got to tell you guys a story. The bots aren't here. David is here. David, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. You enjoying the spring of Colorado, which is only like 3 or 4 feet of snow every other day. Is that how that works?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing any more touring with the show or for your, because you're a movie star now, or are you just on a little bit of a hiatus?
No, nobody wants me to be on their show. They just want Derek. So
that makes sense.
I've got free time.
I want Derek too, but I think we're talking about different things.
Your funeral.
And now you know why he doesn't return my phone calls now. I got a little bit of a surprise for you. It's not a surprise because, you know, you are on the Zoom call, but we're not doing this alone. Coming to us from a nondescript bunker in the middle of parts known Illinois, I think it's Monticello, we got this gentleman. That is not it. See why I got bots to do it for us? This gentleman.
His name is...
Kevin
Crispin.
Wow. That is wonderful. Now, you saw that I was on the Zoom. Obviously, you just mentioned it. My question for you is, does Derek know that I would like to talk to him as well?
The fact that you don't even know what Derek we're talking about makes it all the more likely that he knows that you want to talk to him.
I've seen a comic book-like photo of him from the many posts on Facebook about the film.
That is wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, the way to get to my heart is to draw somebody like a comic book.
That is true. That is true. Caricature just really speaks
to you.
That
you then eat.
That's right. I eat paper.
I absorb their powers.
I try.
What's Kevin doing? He's getting to know me.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Kevin, you got a show or something, don't you? I don't know. I don't.
I do. I do because, I do a show called Sad Times, which you so kindly produce and help chug along. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I know it's called Sad Times, but we do offer a lot of levity when appropriate, so we are able to laugh. It comes out every Tuesday. We also have a website, sadtimespodcast.com. Go check it out. Thank you. Whoa.
It's a tugboat coming through. Keep going. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Tugboat like the WWF wrestler?
Yes.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Earthquake.
Ricky the Dragon. You know what his real name is? And this is true.
Ricky Richard the Blood. Lizard, which is just so weird.
Richard Blood, or if you're nasty, Dick Blood. That's his real name. We have a guest every week who talks about difficult times in their life because we believe at Sad Times that difficult stories are universal, but they're not universally told. So go check us out. Wow. We got about 84 episodes.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a guest, check out the website.
I tell you what, too, because, you know, we are always looking for ways to reuse. Kevin and I are going to start, I think actually next month is going to start going out a re-listen podcast where we listen and make fun of the guests from the past episodes.
That's right.
That have opened up their hearts and minds and really like shared hard fought truths through their life. We're just going to rip roar them. And we've got two puppets that are going to be on the show with us too.
Yeah, that's right. And our silhouettes. And yeah. I think, let me look at the list here. The first guest we're going to make fun of, Brent Hand.
Brent Hand, yeah. Looks like. That guy sounds like he's a handful, but handsome.
Wow.
He's rugged, I bet. I don't know.
You've been workshopping that your whole life?
We have been. We have been. I'm starting talking to myself in the third person. And Brent's ready to start this episode if you guys are.
Tell Brent.
Yes, sir.
My body is ready.
My body is telling me yes. All right. So we are going back to Fangoria. Like we said, it has been a fantastic, fantastic article. I've really enjoyed it. And we're starting off with a banger because this does not look like a plesiosaur. We're going to Montana. Montana's Flathead Lake Monster. And this looks like a carp with fucking antlers in the picture. So yeah, the and like fuck, why am I
hardcore antlers, big antlers?
Katanai, how do you say that? Would you say
the katanai, katane,
shenane, no, kunai? That might be it. The Kutenai tribe was the first to live in the small island in the middle of Flathead Lake. However, their population was cut in half after two girls tried to free what they thought was an animal drowning in the lake, hoping to release the animal by cutting its antlers. They mistakenly heard an enormous eel-shaped monster resembling a 40-foot, 10 feet longer than last week's everything, which was 30, long lake snake, which that looks nothing like a lake snake. The dramatic awakening drowned a large number of the island's residents. Spottings of the creature continue over time, including a 1993 rescue of a 3-year-old boy almost taken by the monster. This snake has flippers and fins and a fish head and antlers, so that is a... Well, it's a snake.
Yellow eyes.
A lot of these have yellow. Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are artist interpretation, but they interpret some stuff differently.
No, I've seen it. It has yellow eyes.
Oh, no, that's good. No, you're not commenting. You're just stating.
Yeah, I was stating. I called him Johnny Jaundice.
Hey, Johnny. Who's Johnny? He said, and the flathead monster took me away. Here's Johnny. Anyway.
It's actually Johnny Dice.
Joe.
That's his name, but. Ooh. You know,
Johnny Dice.
Art imitates life, imitates art.
That's beautiful.
Moving on to another, not plesiosaur. So Brent is already plesiosaurus. Nebraska's Lake Walgren, not to be confused with Lake Walgreen monster.
One of your way.
Before we read it, David, how would you describe this one?
Boy, this one looks really happy. I can tell you that right off the get. It's kind of like a combination of the last monster and a crocodile who's like having a birthday party.
Yeah. Along with the that neck thing from that spitting monster in Jurassic Park.
Or an axolotl.
Yeah, and a triceratops horns and
but they're all in a row.
And somehow it's got huge fangs, giant mouth, and it looks happy as shit. Just like I'm just living my truth.
And his front fins, or whatever the fuck those are, mm-hmm. have claws, but his back fins look like just regular fins.
Hey, yeah. You know, we can't... God works in mysterious ways.
Amen.
All right, in Sheridan County, Nebraska, near Hay Springs, just in case you're keeping track, Lake Walgren is home of the state's infamous sea creature. Over the years, it's been described as an alligator-like beast with horns, all the way down to plain old oversized catfish. So this is, do whatever you want and make it fun. Yellow eyes, please, they said, and they said, say no more. Whatever its exact appearance, there is, this thing is 10 foot long. It's a monster. It feeds on livestock and other animals.
Sounds
of the
tiny.
Lake. Man, 10 foot is a lot. Yeah, right.
We're in the, last one, 40 feet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. 1/4.
Yeah. The Man. Mythical creature was honored with t-shirts and other souvenirs as part of the Hay Springs Centennial Celebration. Honored. I might add that they said right there, honored.
Did he give a speech?
Yes. I'd like to thank my mom and Satan through all things which are possible. A lot of people don't recognize them, but I realize that I need to put credit where credit is due. God allowed me to be alive for one more day, and now that's all of your problem. Here we go. Yeah, it was a moving speech.
That was really beautiful. That's like a Lex Luthor treat.
Beetlejuice when he's talking about his past.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Hi, King.
He did not sound Native American. I want you to know that right now. So moving on to the next one, this is, whoo, man, we are banging on this one. Nevada's Water Babies of Pyramid Lake. Oh. Kevin, take a stab before we read. Don't read. Don't read ahead. What do these look like? Right. What do these water babies look like?
That sounds I'll tell like you what they look like. Have you seen the great Dan Aykroyd vehicle, well, film, Nothing But Trouble?
Oh, of course.
These look like those baby people near
sadly,
the end.
Sadly, Bobo and Little Devil?
Yeah, that's Bebo right.
Or whatever.
And then a green one who looks like he fell into some avocados and lost an eye.
I can't remember the code to get into my own garage door, but I rattled off those two character names like a fucking, I got them tattooed on my arm. Yeah, they look like baby one of them's vampires missing, that have been through a, just, they've been going through a lot.
One of them's missing part of an arm.
Like, how does the one look on the left look like it's a child and also thrice divorced? Like, you know, yeah, one's missing half of an arm. The one on the left has one eye. He's still kind of they're all kind of happy. It's one of those things, like, you think you're terrifying, but you look like you know how it's to true. Party. All right.
They each have two fangs.
Yeah, two
fangs.
Yeah, two. Differing lengths of arms, they're all stooped. You know, they're minors.
One of them looks like he's almost in the three-point stance. The one in the middle looks like he's about to play some football.
Yeah, he's going to spear us any minute now.
That's right.
They look so beat up because they just played a game against Larry Bird, and he talks shit to him, and that's what happens to you when you talk. When you get shit-talked by Larry Bird. Legend has it that the Paiute tribe members would discard deformed or premature babies into Reno's Pyramid Lake, as you do. The angry baby spirits have haunted the lake and the surrounding areas ever since. And each spring, fishers disappear in the water, never to be seen again. Over the years, haunting cries and ghostly children's laughter are heard coming from the lake. So that one without an arm was just an artist went, you know what? Let's have some fun with this one.
Uh-huh.
This is, I've done an extrasode on these things before. It's pretty cool. It's one of those things where you hear a baby crying down by the water at night, you know, and you go to check it out, and then these things just crawl up out of the water and grab you and drag you.
Someone should write a song about not going down to the water's edge. I think that would help.
Is that Seven Mary Three?
No, it's not Creed.
I said Seven Mary Three.
Oh, I thought you said Creed.
No. Isn't it? Who was it? Silverchair.
Right. Isn't that live?
Did they was write it on that? Throwing were they the ones that wrote "Take Me to the Water"?
No,
it's Seven Mary Three.
No,
that
is
Seven Mary Three. Yeah. Okay, yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Seven Mary Three is actually seven,
now being talked about on the
water
internet.
Babies.
Seven water babies. I love the artist was like, you know what? Give them vampire fangs. Just do
Why
it.
Why not? They're not terrifying enough. And as it is.
They
and also
skipped,
can I?
They don't skip leg or chest day, but. Damn everything else.
That's true.
It's pretty.
They have like very pronounced chest. Yeah. That's true. They're ripped.
What'd you say,
they
David?
Well, I like that the artist was like, you know, these are premature babies. Let's give them teeth.
Yeah, yeah. That's the part that you know we don't believe of this story. They also have red eyes or eye, depending on which one you're looking at.
One of them, well, the one with one eye kind of has his head is almost approaching the sloth like.
Yeah.
You water babies.
And ghostly children's laughter.
Children's laughter doesn't need to be ghostly to be terrifying.
That's right.
It's like, you know, you'll just be like, hey, you want to come over to my son's fourth birthday? You're like, yeah, you walk in, like, how are you doing, buddy? He's like, you're going to die on Thursday. What? Do you want to see my new toy? No, wait, let's go back to what you said just a minute ago. How you been? The spirits speak to me. What? I hate school. I need to go. Speaking of needing to go, we need to go to New Hampshire for New Hampshire's Wood Devil. This looks like a charred body, kind of. I don't know. It looks like a character from like Venture Brothers or something. How would you describe this? Ooh. It's got yellow eyes. Once again, Kevin. So we got that going.
I think
for us.
The Venture
this
Brothers
is a grown
is
fucking
good.
Water baby.
Oh my god! That
yeah,
is a
it,
good
except
way
for
to
it has it. It's adult fangs came in.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't throw your babies in the water when they come out looking the way that you should throw a baby in the water. Yeah.
Also, is this guy weeding right now?
Oh my god!
It looks like he's pulling weeds.
There's all these weeds and he's just reaching for one of them. Now we're going to read. Maybe that's part of it, but good God, man. They root for tubers and they make sure that nothing gets kills your begonias. Started in the 1970s, hikers, campers, and hunters reported seeing Sasquatch-like monsters, nothing like what we're looking at in that photo, in the backwoods of Coos County. Yeah, maybe. Maybe, so, yeah. These mythical creatures described as skinny, tall, and covered in gray hair. There's no hair on this thing whatsoever. Became known as wood devils. Notoriously difficult to spot. I don't know whether these are. I don't know if you know this creature that lives out behind me is very hard to see. They've eluded photographs, but rarely leave behind large animal-sized footprints in the woods. Large animal size. Look at these. Look at these deer prints. That's the work. That's the work of a wood devil.
And look at his feet in this picture. They're tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah, they are nothing to brag about.
This one, they're hey, we forgot to do one for the wood devil. Well, I've got the discard pile. Just pick one. You know, that I don't know.
I like, how about Wally the Weeder? Okay, yeah, we'll use him.
I like the fact that they're skinny, they're tall, they're gray, and you can't see them in the woods. it sounds to me like you can see plenty of them because that's a fucking tree. I don't know.
And they leave animal footprints.
After intermission with this episode, Brent, I guess I came out of the locker room pretty salty or something.
I know, right?
I'm not having any of this
you
shit.
Spent the last week just like, nope, if I see one more fucking plesiosaur, and then this week, not a single plesiosaur, and you're like, I'd throw a baby in water for one plesiosaur.
Yeah, fuck these skinny ass, mangy looking pieces of shit.
Fuck these actually interesting animals. I want what I'm used to. Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, you can't skip over some of the big ones, and I'm glad they went with this one. The next one, you can see outside of every Wawa, we got the New Jersey's Jersey Devil. This one is another horse-headed one, and you can kind of see they went with if a horse and a goat had a baby. This one's kind of spot on, you know, horns and evil looking and all that stuff. It says, move over, Bon Jovi. Uh-oh. The Jersey Devil is the state's most infamous resident.
Fuck you.
Hey. So near Jersey's Atlantic City is the heavily wooded 1 million acres undeveloped land called the Pine Barrens, where you drop your dead bodies. It's home of a mysterious, mythological, whatever you want to say, kangaroo-like animal with the face of a dog, not what I've ever heard. Anyway, wings and horns that kills animals and destroys crops with a $100,000 bounty on its head. Ooh. And for more than 250 years, the mysterious creature is said to have crept through the marshes of southern Jersey and emerged periodically to rampage through the towns and cities, forever immortalized, and not only just a state demon, but the mascot of the NHL hockey team. So, you know, the Jersey Devils, that's cool. What was the name of the woman that supposedly was her 13th baby? Do you remember?
It was Mother Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds, yeah. How fucking shitty of a family do you have to be? I said this in the episode when we did it, I remember. Like, oh man, that bitch gave birth to the devil. Like, you just hate, like, that's just a bunch of biddies sitting around knitting and be like, I bet that bitch gave birth to that devil. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know.
By that point, she had given up on trying to raise it well. And so it was just, you know, tearing ass through the town and stuff. Yeah, and the other biddies are just like,
here comes the Jersey Devil again.
It's the devil.
Man, someone wipe that kid's nose and trim its horns.
These horns are, the horns are kind of terrifying, actually.
Really?
It's a great rendition, but I love it. Like, there's a lot of liberties. He has scorpion hands.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he
just
does.
On the
They're
front.
They're claws, not actual scorpions. Yeah. It'd be cool if he had actual scorpions for hands.
Yeah.
But these are like scorpion claws. They're pinchers on the end of his hands here in this picture. It's
conspiracy bot would love it.
And I also see no marsupial pouch.
Yeah, no? Kangaroo. Like, and I always heard it had kind of a horse's head, they kind of looks. It looks like this, the artist read something different than most of the.
Somebody was like, I don't know, man. It's a devil beast. So just go to town. Yeah, and they're like, okay, well, kangaroo head, a rockin' soul patch.
Yeah.
Here's some fangs, wings, the body of a very svelte cougar, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. But horse feet and
you'll get that
scorpion
from
hands.
Yeah.
And just a tail.
I will say this.
An unremarkable tail.
An unremarkable, yeah, like the tail of every animal we've ever seen. A lot less bureaucracy this week. A lot less census takers and shit fucking with these ones so far. So we shall see. Kevin, I know you're not into this world. You've heard of, other than just the NHL team, you've heard of the Jersey Devil at least, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that motherfucker got cannonball shot at and shit, you know? So it's a fun one.
Actually,
by Napoleon's brother.
I interviewed somebody yesterday for Sad Times who grew up right outside the Pine Barrens.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
What? Is that why they were saying?
Were they a half goat, half horse kangaroo with scorpion pinchers?
He didn't have his camera on, so I'm not sure.
Doctor patient confidentiality, Brent.
Yeah, and also his camera wasn't on.
Kevin kept saying, hey, will you turn on the camera? And he's like, fuck, no.
And then I heard mostly clip, 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 and that was his clause. This is not true. This gentleman did not do any of those things.
In case he's that gentleman that is like, hey, even though you didn't say anything about me, I know you're talking about me. I know I have to haunt your dreams because I, in fact, am the Jersey Devil.
I would turn the camera on, but, you know, scorpion claws.
No. Damn these pincers. And then if you want to be a scorpion claw, I think the next one might be able to help you out with that. We got New Mexico's Skinwalkers. Oh, they need their own ranch, I think. This one, you know, you can look like whatever you want. And I kind of dig what they did with this. Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, New Mexico is okay, yeah, I guess, for say, but Arizona is the, I think that's like downtown.
Downtown Skinwalker.
For the Navajo Reservation,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I've stayed there.
At the Navajo Reservation?
Like, yeah. I mean, the reservation's huge, but I stayed at, it was called Tuba City.
Welcome to our reservation. Don't forget,
here we go.
Continental Breakfast and Skinwalker are doing it.
Was it Tuba City or Yuba City?
Tuba.
Tuba?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a lot bigger, and it's harder to play.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of low rumblings. That's, ooh. You know, it's where they hear that sound. This one's, of course, all over. It's not a specific area. I just find it odd that New Mexico claims this.
Right.
Maybe New Mexico doesn't have much else going on.
Right.
Well, whatever this thing is, it needs like a tall, stiff glass of milk.
Yeah.
And if it spoke, I bet it would sound like Hans Molman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like what you expect.
I'm actually from Arizona.
It looks like what you expect Frank Sinatra to look like now.
Wait a minute. You take off this pelt. This is Mitch McConnell.
Hey. You got
also,
it.
That pelt, it looks like that pelt is sleeping soundly and peacefully.
it's not a pelt. He's just really into wildlife and doesn't want to startle the.
Yeah, that's not a dead animal.
He's just lazy.
Wait, what is this pelt of? It's not quite a canine. It's not quite a bear.
Yeah,
what the
it looks
hell
like,
is this?
It's like a skunk bear it died happy. I don't even know what it is.
Died so happy and at peace, yeah.
It might be a Jersey Devil. I don't know.
Hey, guys, there's going to be the link to this. You got to look these up with us if you're listening. This is one of your homework assignment ones where you got to play along at home.
Brent, all I'll right. let you finish.
No, that. Sorry. No,
you
absolutely.
Describe this thing.
No, the mythical creatures from Navajo stories are shifting. We'll get there. Witches who gain powers from murdering family and friends. Much like my dog always tells me, I will get. According to lore, they turn into coyotes, birds, foxes, and wolves, and sometimes appear half animal, half human. They can even steal the face of another person. Was the legend of inspiration of countless shape-shifting characters like Pennywise and the Terminator? Were they these things? We don't know because the Terminator doesn't fucking shape-shift, you dumb son. Well, I guess, no, that's
it's
true. The
no, he can turn
I'm
into
dumb.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
But that, I mean, do you, I guess you'd call him Terminator.
It's, you
but
know,
I wouldn't
here's
say
the
thing.
Terminator. When you're out in the woods of New Mexico and a coyote walks up to you and holds up a photo and goes, have you seen this boy? You know that you're dealing. Kevin, hi.
Yeah. I just hope that it's a wallet size thing. It's not like a cell phone photo. It's like still a wallet.
Yeah, he's got an 8x10, a couple wallets and a couple of fun ones. They still have property or whatever on the back of this. Did you pay
your
for these?
Your senior picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Brent, have you ever covered the Skinwalkers before? I'm sure
we've done Skinwalker Ranch. We've done a lot of things. I just want to say we have talked. I know, but talking about some of the Skinwalkers where the people go, and there were some animal sightings on there and stuff, like, yeah, you know, dogs taking a cigarette break. We have, and we've covered the, you know, the Native Americans who, you know, are they accursed? Are they not? You know,
yeah,
we kind of went into the Wendigo and all these things. They kind of like, some of these things weave in and out of one another, depending on who's telling it and how old the story is and stuff. It's just a fun lore. Have you done it? I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is, it's a tough topic to talk about because it is very sacred and yeah, still, you know, believed and practiced, yeah, and it's a part of that culture. And they're very reticent to talk about it. And so, the stories are creepy as hell.
Yes. Yes. They're not, The point of it was that whole murdering of friends and family, that is the part that they were killing. They would have to make a sacrifice, like their children and stuff like that. You know, it's not a fun, if you were going down this road, you were all in. You didn't go, oh man, I dabbled. Right. I was a kid, you know, I didn't know any better. No, you're in.
I put on this coyote pelt and ran around a little bit.
Now, if you see a seal pelt, put it on, and you can get yourself a sex slave from that lady, as we've covered on here with the Selkies.
Yeah, hide it. Pick a good hiding place.
You hide that bastard. Kevin, if you just listen to the show, you know what we're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
You know about the Madonna Monster of Mount Prospect?
Did you just make that up?
No, come on now. New York's White Lady. This is just a picture from that movie. The
Ring.
What was that? The Ring?
The Ring.
The Ring. Literally, that's what
this
is a picture
across
of
the desert?
Guys, notice, though, back behind that long black hair, one giant yellow eye. See that?
That's right. And it seems a bit off-center. It's like she's a cyclops, yeah, but an off-centered cyclops.
Yeah.
Maybe she's looking left.
No, maybe.
One of the eye moves.
One of the most infamous ghost stories in America is from upstate New York. In the 1800s,
debatable,
a mother lost her daughter near Lake Ontario and spent the rest of her life looking for her. She's still out here. Damn it, Catherine, get your ass over here.
I said dinner.
Ma'am, it's been 14 years. You shut up. Your ass is grounded when I find you.
Your ass is grass.
Your ass. Even after she died, she returned to the lake to continue searching for her long lost.
God damn you. Excuse me, have you seen a girl?
So a Rochester
local. Have you seen this child?
You're the second motherfucker. I tried to get out of the South last night. I thought I could come up here for some peace and quiet, you cocksuckers. So a Rochester local bases award-winning horror film Lady in White, starring Catherine Helmand of Who's the Boss fame. And it's really cool. He's out there trying to find his daughter. And he's like, anyone going to help me? Mona, Angela, Catherine Helmand.
Is Catherine Helmand, is that Mona? I think it is.
She was the redhead, right?
Yeah, that's Mona.
That hot Mona action. Yeah. So literally this looks like the girl from The Ring.
Really does.
One of my favorite from those scary movies is when she comes out and it's in she's like crawling through the TV and the girl's like, oh, you ain't getting water on my carpet, and just beats the living shit out of her. Oh, back when those weren't 30 too many. Anyway, next up we have North Carolina's Wampus Cat. When I was a kid, I had the TI-800, like the computer that you hooked to. It was like the computer you hooked up to your television. Uh-huh. And we had Hunt the Wampus, which
really?
Yeah, it was a, not this though. It was like a, a puzzle game, and I always think of that. I think it was Wumpus. I don't remember.
Hump
anyway,
the walrus.
This looks like a Maine Coon that was bit by a vampire, and it has, of course, giant yellow eyes.
And also is kind of a werewolf.
For feet on each foot.
Yeah.
I am so disappointed. The whole thing with the fucking Wampus cat is that it's got six legs.
Oh my God, this only has four legs.
Whoops.
The whole thing it has six legs. Come on. Also,
if you look it up,
Carolina seems suspicious to me. I feel like it was more like Louisiana or Mississippi, like the deep south kind of thing.
Man, you guys, okay, if you're from North Carolina, you need to raise up, take your shirt off, twist around your head. And then, you know, do whatever comes next for you. That's a song, Kevin.
Go to the state legislature? Yeah.
North Carolina, Wumpus cat. So for decades, a feline beast has lived in the North Carolina foothills, killing animals at night. In the 1930s, local paper reported a gigantic cat killing and attacking 40 dogs near the town of Marion. The Wumpus cat was never captured, and many believe it just could have been a hyena who escaped from the local zoo, but could be one normal, really... one of those really caused that many deaths. Nothing about six legs. You look online, they always show this when you look online. Isn't it always like a mountain lion with six legs?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I don't know if I've heard the hyena part before.
No.
And it does have a question mark tail, kind of.
Oh, and it smokes a smokes a, what are those called? With the cat and
cigarillos?
No, the cat from
Swiss or Sweets.
Oh, you know, drink me, eat me, with the looking glass.
Hookah?
Oh, hookah, the Cheshire cat?
Cheshire cat. It's like smoking a hookah and shit. No, that was the worm, wasn't it? Was smoking
the
a hookah.
Caterpillar, yeah.
The worm.
I think I was smoking a hookah. Yeah. I can't fucking think today. Bobo
this
no
thing's
double.
Like, before I release thee, answer me these questions three. Yeah. And that's why his tail's like that.
Yeah, and he has a glorious beard. Just, fuck, he's impeccable. I've only seen one quaff of facial hair better. I don't want to say who it is on, though. Kevin, you might have an idea.
Jersey Devil.
He's more of a Colorado cryptid, I think. We got
Yes.
North Carolina's Devil Lake Sea Serpent up
North
next.
Dakota.
What's that?
North Dakota.
What did I say? North Carolina. I have North
You're
Carolina.
You're still in North Carolina. You need to hop that plane.
I got the
drop
Dakota.
That hookah,
one
man.
Airstrip in North Dakota. They have.
I got the one of the top two Dakotas right now. The Devil Lake Sea Serpent looks like a snake with a dragon head. Right. I mean, that's pretty good.
And like everything else that's been in water, the end of its tail, just the end of its tail, is sticking up, which is cute.
Just a little bit. Hey. I was here, but I don't want to scare you. I just let you know where I is. Far back as
this thing terrifies me.
Does it?
I don't like
Why?
This at all. I don't like snakes. And this thing is a big fucking
snake.
It does
look like a big snake. So it says, as far back as Native American lore, tales of giant serpents who live in the state's largest lake have been told. For hundreds of years, people spotted a Loch Ness-style creature. That is just a placeholder in Devil's Lake. This green 80-foot monster with fins, not pictured. Also, I wouldn't exactly call green. Red eyes, which they are yellow in the photo. And jaws of an alligator, definitely not shown in the photo, is said to lash around the lake furiously. And in 1896, a fisherman reportedly hooked the serpent and was dragged around the lake. Less than a decade later, the beast was spotted again through a pair of opera glasses.
Through a pair of opera glasses? Yeah. What was there, an eclipse?
Yes. And everyone knows the best thing to look at the sun with is magnification.
That's
does
right.
anyone hear sizzling? Man, like, I love, I think that Monica Fish did a great job describing these. But man, her and the designer were not on the same
They
job,
must have been
right?
fighting.
I don't know, like, how could they describe these things and then just, it's so different. Oh, well.
It is truly different.
The next one we have talked about before.
They're either right on or, like, deliciously original.
I love this one's, like, it's got famous red eyes. They're yellow. This
Fins,
is one,
please, you sore like, it's a snake.
This is one that just sounds like they saw a snake, you know what I mean? And someone, snake is always bigger when you see it. Than it probably really is, you know what I mean? Especially when you're a fisherman.
In the water.
The tails. Speaking of water, the next one up, I think when you did, this was one of our first ones with you, wasn't it? The Loveland Frogman of Ohio. Were you on that one?
I think so.
Yeah.
This is, yeah. It's so funny they picked this one because maybe it's the weirdest. I don't know.
Well, it's fucking delicious, Kevin. This one's right up your alley. You can't really go wrong with this one because it's just a giant frog. That's a person, and it does magic. So over the years, many mythical creatures were reported in Ohio's Loveland area. In 1955, a man claimed to see 3 foot tall, with thick skin and frog faces carrying wands. As you do, they're going like magic missile, and almost 50 years later, a young couple was out playing Pokemon Go, and reported seeing a giant amphibious creature that walked on two legs. And it was like, take this census test. And
so when I look at this, I like want there somebody to Photoshop in like a conductor stand for the music. And frogman is the conductor and is tapping the stand. Yeah. Being like, all right, everybody, let's go.
They're supposed to have wizard robes on, too.
Yeah, see, and there was like three of them, right? When they first saw them.
Under an underpass.
Oh, yeah, goodness. It even says three in this. Again, the description is different from what you see. Unless they're just trying to show one, I guess, with its weird two toes.
Yeah.
It's like the Ninja Turtles.
Wouldn't you hate it if like you're just standing there on the side of the road one time and someone sees you and like, Jesus, God, no! And like... And then you read some ghoulish creature was reportedly seen outside of town, and you're just like, I don't want to say that was me.
You're like, I never liked hiking anyway.
Right? The next one, Oklahoma's Green Hill Monster. I feel like we used this photo already for one of the other ones, or at least one very similar to it. This is a Bigfoot with red eyes, and it says, in the thick forest of Oklahoma, lives a Bigfoot-like creature dubbed the Green Hill Monster. First spotted by a high school student who was in the back roads in Tallahena on a foggy night. This creature also has a bounty on its head. And in 2021, a state lawmaker announced a reward that's grown to over $2 million, as well as official Oklahoma Bigfoot hunting license can be purchased. Because everyone knows if you don't know what it is and it's in America, you fucking kill it.
Damn. Wow. Yeah, that is America.
Yeah.
I like that this guy is just standing in the middle of the road like, yeah, you going to hit me, motherfucker?
He looks like the Mugwump.
Yeah.
That's the one.
At least this one has some character, too. We got one more before we're going to go to break real quick. And spoiler, this looks like if you've seen the new Godzilla X Kong, this looks like Scar King, just a skinny ape, long arms. This is Oregon's Agropelter, which is just some guy who's very angrily skinning stuff. Couldn't make a goddamn
thing. And has like the world's saddest Christmas tree. Like this is even sadder than Charlie Brown's.
He's holding a stick with like three fucking leaves on it and shit. Like,
didn't you have to like defeat this thing to win Double Dare or something?
The Agro Crag.
No, the Agro Crag. That was guts. Let's go to Mo for the results.
First, you got to find the flag in this giant pool of whipped cream. Then stick your hand up the giant nose and work out until you find the flag. And then it's fucking death first from the Agro Pelter. And if you win that,
wrestle this dude.
It's Huffy Bicycles. Watch out for a stick.
A pair of BK Knights.
Also,
BKs are Knights.
BK ATM British machine. Knights.
British Knights.
Can you guys at home guess what color his eyes are? Anyone? Anyone?
Red.
No, you'd be wrong. They are bright yellow. Who would have guessed it?
You know, would it kill him to have one iris? Just one.
You know.
None of them do they?
No, not yet, at least.
I love a good cryptid as much as the next scared white man, but would it kill you to have a little bit of fucking, you know, like flair with it? You know, come on. If you're going to see an animal, give it some antlers. At least one of these fish had antlers, you know? So, all right, we're going to go to break, and we come back. It's going to be more of this after this on Hysteria 51.
Really so
dun. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, we are back with one of the better cryptids out there.
This
just
one is
on
so
ability.
Fucking unique. And even though this kind of gave a, let me start over here. The picture does go give it justice, but it's a little too thin to me. But Kevin, I know you've probably never heard of this. It is just your favorite cryptid. I'm going to call it right now.
I was just looking at it, and it's weird. I thought to myself, I don't have yellow eyes. Why did they draw me?
Pennsylvania squonk. We need a squonk bunch of squonk. So, another wooden legend is the sad squonk of Pennsylvania's Hemlock Forest. A wrinkly pig-like creature covered in warts supposedly spends its whole life crying. If you find yourself faced with a strange puddle in the woods, be careful. It could be a pool of squonk tears. This thing is just, everyone sees it like, Jesus Christ. It's like, I know. I fucking know.
So, yeah.
this is another disconnect, because it looks like a crying Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And there's no warts that I can see.
If I think of a squonk, I think of the mix between a potato and a mole. You know, they're always like small,
well,
you know, and crying.
I'll give you a quicker path there. Just think of a ball sack that cries.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
speaking
what
of,
squonks
are. Speaking of, it's nice being down here. Pecker's never on the porch. Sorry, you made me think of him.
You haven't told him your address.
No,
yet,
but he'll
you?
Find it out, you know, public records and stuff. Yeah. Squonk. Kevin, do you think we could get the squonk on Sad Times?
Sad Times?
So
yeah, just be an hour.
How
of,
do you like being in the woods?
Watch out for my tears.
I love that. It, of course, that's where everybody. That's where you would go if you see a pool of water in the forest. Oh, those are squonk tears. Not
you know, why if it's would a, you be careful?
You know, rainwater.
Though? It doesn't say it's like toxic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You might make him more sad if you step in them.
Maybe.
If you're ever out in the forest, though, and you see a wolf's footprint during a full moon and there's water in it, if you drink out of it, you can become a werewolf. That's some old lore. So you could be going, I'm going to be a werewolf. And then you're just like, nope, that was squonk tears. Fuck me.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I don't, you know, we don't know what the squonk footprint looks like, but I don't know. It's not a...
well, according to this drawing, it looks very small. Yeah.
Then we got, moving on to Rhode Island, we got the Palatine ghost. This just looks like every ghost you've ever seen from the 1800s, a female in a long dress.
Not that Palatine. Western suburbs.
every year on Block Island, the image of a burning ship and a female ghost appears and haunts the town. Legend has it that in the 1700s, a ship named the Palatine was estranged at sea, as you say, crashed into the land on the island, and the passengers were abandoned. And while most people escaped, one woman was left behind because they're like, fuck that broad. She kept eating all the pads of butter when they were brought to the table. And when the townspeople burned the abandoned ship, they accidentally burned her alive. What is Whoa. That? Oh, the ships scream in terror when you burn them. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah.
Oh, God, please, no. Oh, man, this wood is really crackling. Oh, fuck, I feel everything. I'm still alive.
I like that. I know they're saying this is just I think this is just the whole state of Rhode Island behind her.
Yes, because that's most of Delaware as well, I think. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What's that on her foot? It's just a quahog. You know, that's what it is. Yeah.
I like the story to this one.
Yeah. You just like that they burned a woman alive. Is that what we're getting at here?
No, it's completely different from any of the others. You know, yeah, it's not true. Some girl who was jilted at her prom. Who just wanders down the fucking road. This one's like serious. It's like,
this one's like, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers. And she's just like, I am going to fuck your lives up. The next one we have hero pose here, and it looks like a dude that is just waiting for the fucking Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to come and beat his fucking face in.
Or the chest machine at the gym. Yeah. This guy's yoked.
So when David and I were designing our new logos, we made the right, we knew what we wanted. We sent the sketch up for our cover art with the alien. Uh-huh. And the dude, only reference he could use for a human body, I believe, was Arnold Schwarzenegger at his swollest, because finally we gave up and we're just like, that one works. How many renditions do we have him do? We're like, dude, less muscular. Like, and why is it? Why is he so slick?
All like, that protein he eats.
Stop making him so sexy.
Oh. He's got to show how he's cut in the Mr. Universe pattern.
And those eyes need to be yellower. Come on, man. This is an amateur hour.
Yeah, so this one's actually got red eyes. Let's read and find out that he's supposed to have
South Carolina's lizard man. Described as a 7-foot-tall monster with red eyes. Fucking spot on.
Damn.
Reptile-like skin. Doesn't say reptile skin, it says reptile like, and three fingers with
maybe
long
it's like
black claws.
Reptile like.
I want you to notice I have four fingers in the drawing.
And one of them is an opposable thumb.
It's literally says three fingers and they got four in the drawing. The mythical creature has been spotted, even photographed over the decades. In 1988, a teenage boy changing a tire at night had a run-in with the beast. He safely got back in the car, but it stole his side view mirror and damaged the roof. It didn't rip it off, it stole it. Yeah.
I'm gonna use this to fuck with planes. I need a mirror.
Side mirror, reptile like.
This is gonna go on my Dodge Omni. Can you auto babies?
Dodge Omni.
Also, do you want to buy some Amway? I'm trying to win a car.
Anyway, in 2015, a churchgoer successfully captured a shot of this notorious shy creature. Further supporting evidence of the South Carolina shy monster, look up the, so South Carolina's lizard man. If you, I believe, is the one.
This is the Escape Orb one, right?
Dude, if you, oh my God, look at the photo. Yeah, if you Google the photo, it looks like you gave Kevin, David, and I
four
days to put together a lizard outfit and show up.
That is
But
horrible.
I will say this, only three fingers. Oh, no, wait, there might be four. I can't tell. Son of a
bitch.
Well,
and again, very, that looks, it's almost kind of looks like those dinosaur suits that kids wear for Halloween now.
Yeah. The sad thing is this guy's really nice. He's like, oh, you need some help, change your time. Where are you going? Oh, I'm stuck. I got my hand long. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Well, guess this will go on the Omni.
God damn it, Derek. Yeah, right. I want to go with Derek for his name. God damn it. Dwayne, you're always scaring everyone off. Oh, well, back to my burrow. the next one.
Reptile don't like.
Yeah. Reptile never wins. Oh, back to my home to listen to more sad times. Does the Kennedy
Hey, man, we'll take it.
I submit that it does not.
But I tell you what, if you want to be the saddest you've ever been while listening to Sad Times, listen to it in a Dodge Humvee.
Hey, Squonk, you want to go get some beers? Oh, man. Next, we got South Dakota's jackalope, which looks like every fucking jackalope you've ever seen, except for this one has giant yellow fucking eyes. Man, and
except this looks like these, and again, I know it was just yesterday, but his eyes look like in a reverse eclipse, like no the sun is in front of the moon.
Originally hailing from the neighboring state of Wyoming, but fuck them, South Dakota said. They've adopted the jackalope as its own. While some believers think the creature is just a prank of two taxidermists who place antelope horns on the body of a jackrabbit, the monster is so beloved that people can purchase one of these mythical creatures in shops throughout South Dakota. So next time you're there, grab a replica yourself. So there is a thing where it's very sad. Jackrabbits can get a form of cancer that they grow these nodules on their forehead. So that is one of those things where there could have been a little bit of truth to this. They're not exactly antlers, but they can get growths. And, you know, back in the day, someone might have seen that, and then someone goes, I'm going to make one with antlers. Either way, I used to drink a ton of Keystone Light, and I used to throw parties in college, and we get free things from Keystone Light, and I have a Keystalope in my basement that, Kevin, you've seen. It's the Keystone Light can with antlers coming out of it, and it's on a mount like taxidermy. I love my life.
I think...
Oh, me too.
If I remember correctly, I think it comes from a papillomavirus, actually.
Oh, is that what it is? I couldn't. Yeah, you know, it's corona.
I think it is, but coronavirus. I could be completely wrong. But yeah, it's actual, like, I don't know if it's keratin or something that grows out of and
Samsonite,
this can, like,
you were way off.
Oh, my bad. It's a sad thing, right? It's an actual disease they can get, and it can kill them. But, like, it can also grow. It doesn't grow necessarily like antlers. It can grow, like, through their jaw and stuff. And it's pretty bad.
So
I also would like to point out in the drawing, there's a lovely pink border.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very, very classy. He's just waiting on one of the other cryptids to come pick those weeds for him. Maybe a gray-haired Sasquatch of some sort will come and help him out. Or he'll eat on him. The next one is just fucking beautifully named. Tennessee's Spearfinger. I just want to come find the Spearfinger down here. This looks like your grandma got caught in the rain, grew a tail and ears. Like, it looks like an old lady. It looks like what you think of an old vampire would look like if they were naked. Because that is something that I know I doodle all the time. No other gruesome tale told to children to scare them into behaving is the Cherokee legend of the Spearfinger. You gotta go out and get your pelts, or the Spearfinger will come and get you. Walking around Chilihowee Mountain is a female shapeshifter with one very long knife. Oh, that's her finger. That doesn't look like a knife. Like, anyway, knife-like finger.
Oh my God, I thought that was a tail.
Yeah, it's on her right hand.
Holy shit, wow.
If you guys notice, it says it's on her right hand. Can we get a consensus on what fucking hand that one's on in this photo? I'm pretty sure it's the left.
I think it's the...
Ooh, I think it's coming out of the right.
That's no hair.
Well, hell, I thought it was coming out of her butt, so what do I know?
Taking over their parents' appearance, she traps children, cuts them open, and eats their livers, as you do.
Nice.
And you probably stay out
with
of Tennessee Mountain.
Beans and a nice candy.
It says you probably stay out of the Tennessee Mountain Woods if you heard this story as a child. I just bought a fucking house in the Tennessee Mountain Woods.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get that
way to
bitch.
Go, Brent. Apparently nobody told you this story. Yeah. Huh?
I looked it up. I looked it up here. You're okay.
Oh.
It is near Knoxville. So it's not near your new hometown of Brentwood.
Oh, I'm not in Brentwood. I
by
wish.
Nashville.
Yeah. I'm in.
You know
fuck you, bitch. You are
that.
Now.
Everywhere I live.
I think wherever you go is Brentwood.
Yeah, no shit. Speaking of scary movie, Lisa's like every night I'm out in the woods with just a bunch of cutout children. Like looking, you know, what are those called? Like little like cutouts and shit. She's like, what are you doing? I'm going to rob that bitch tonight from a scary movie. Brent, why are you always trying to trap a cryptid? Oh, I don't know.
Brent, how many hours has it been since you've seen this movie?
Dude, I haven't seen it in years. That's how my brain works. Swear to God.
By years, you mean like 8 hours.
I know, right?
That's not like the same movie. That's the 15th reference you've made today. That,
now you know how my brain works, though, is I get one thing in there, and then it's just that's all I can think about. Lisa's like, what do you want for dinner tonight? And I go, scary movie. Texas has got the... How do you say it? Lechuza? How do you say that?
La Lechuza.
La Lechuza.
This looks like a really...
Yeah, it's a Jewish one. It's the Lechuza.
This looks like a really...
Lechayim.
A really old lady who is also part owl. I don't know. Like, what? How do you...
Yeah, it's
and
like
also
a harpy.
It looks like it has just told the funniest joke in the world and right? Looking at you to be like, don't you think that's fucking funny? Look at my glowing red eyes.
Look at the beak. There's a whole beak above the mouth, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah.
Another cautionary tale is this monster, the La Lechuza monster, who kidnaps and eats people out alone at night, especially when they've been drinking.
I'm sorry.
This witch from Mexico lore transforms into an owl.
It eats people out?
Yeah.
Alone?
It eats people that have been out drinking. It finds him. It goes after John Goforth and shows back up at home. Sweetie, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are you okay? You look like you've been crying.
I said I don't want to talk about it.
She can be warded away by praying or tying 7 knots on a rope, as you do. Either works. Dear God, save me, or Slipknot, the guy from DC Comics.
Hold on, only 5 more to go. Just wait.
Damn it!
It actually
trying to eat me.
It communicates via Kipo knot, ancient Incan language. So you just got to write, go away.
Yo, that's how Texas heading out to bars might want to think about keeping some rope in their pockets. Why wouldn't you just have 7 knots in your pocket? Just here you go. Oh, you got me.
By the way, go away with a space in between the words is 7. There's 7 characters there.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Well, this is Texas. Do you remember the old, the paste picante sauce, maybe? The get a rope?
Yeah.
Well, this was from New York City.
Yeah, well, no. They had that rope because they thought they were going to run into one of these, but then it came in handy to kill the guy who mentioned a city.
Do you think it waits patiently for you to tie each individual knot, or should you like prep it with 6 knots?
Right, like how's this work? I don't think you're gonna get a 7th one. It's gotta be a ship shank, and I don't know, fucking Boy Scout piece of shit. You know, like they don't tell you that.
I think this guy looks like he's pretty fair, or she's pretty fair. I think she'll like, I'll give you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Joke's on you, bitch. I only need 2.
I'll even let you play a couple songs from Slipknot, and that'll work, too. I'm not that hungry. Then we got a repeat coming up. This seems just really lazy. Utah Skinwalkers. Come on, man.
Although, the difference between
these ones and the last ones, these ones, they got big yellow fucking eyes. The Navajo Legend Skinwalkers also haunts New Mexico's neighboring state. And these shapeshifters gather in northeastern Utah on land known as Skinwalker Ranch, Bullshit. I mean, that's an oversimplification, as we were talking about earlier. There's a bunch of shit, you know, that I don't even want to give credence to that, but yeah.
This thing just has an anteater head on its head.
Yeah.
That's oozing blood.
Yeah. This one wasn't cleaned as well before they decided to put it on.
Can I ask your all's opinion technically about something here?
Sure.
It says New Mexico's neighboring state, referencing Utah here.
Yeah.
Of course, there's the Four Corners, of course.
Yeah.
But would you call a diagonal state that is just touching the very, very literal corner of a state a neighboring state?
So
I would if they both had skinwalkers.
You got like 14 feet that rub on each other, right? Like, it's not a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I guess it would be because they're very squarish, but it does seem like a little bit of a technicality. Is that the word I'm looking for?
It's closer than Vermont.
How the refs rule this.
We're going to the judges. You're going to have to face the aggro crag. By the way,
that's pretty near Tuba City, I should point out. and also nowhere near where they're saying Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, right? Like, Jesus, man. I'm telling you.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know why. Fuck you, Utah. That's why.
They should have just went with the fucking smoking break time dog man. I'm in a three-piece suit, and I'm just taking a break here, Bill. It's going to town. Anyway. Yeah,
don't show me any hot dames. I don't want my eyes popping out, my tongue lolling out.
Next up, we have every barbarian movie's prime go-to, Vermont's Pigman. This one has a loincloth. In 1970, a mysterious hog-like man was spotted by multiple people in Northfield. Again, that's my fear of, like, when I'm trying to change a tire. They're like, Jesus God, it's a hog man. Like, no. A farmer heard strange noises in his yard, which is what I sound like.
Hog-like.
Oh, fuck this. This fucking tire is so heavy. Oh, Jesus God, it can talk. upon investigation, the man found a pig face going through his garbage. Later that week, a group of students saw him in front of a high school, but quickly ran away. It was just the kid.
Students ran away from him? I would imagine. This guy doesn't look like he would run very quickly.
Yeah, he's just a hog. He's just a big old hog.
Poor old guy.
Yeah.
He's got bracers on. I like that.
Does. He's ready. He's ready for a specific kind of combat.
Bracers of the world to fight. Hog life.
Then I snuggle with a squonk.
Yeah. I go into rage, and when I come out of rage, I gain 1d6 temporary hit points.
Don't listen to them. You're your own man. You are worth everything. Anyway, this Amway purchase, I need an account.
Do not ask Hogman for more money for Amway, please. Hog don't like.
All right, let's get this tire changed.
We got Virginia's Chessy, not to be confused with Chesty, which is probably the Virginia's favorite porn actress. Chessy, which looks like it's a snake dragon, yellow eyes. Who knew?
This one's pretty much, it's just a snake.
Yeah. For decades, a strange, gigantic snake-like animal. It looks like a snake.
It's been spotted. Snake-like.
Yeah.
Seriously, guys, that's just a fucking snake.
Why does everything
snake?
Just say it looks like a snake? Fuck me. Like, why is everything this like or that ish? Like, come on.
Yeah.
And, all of these fucking things, they're like hog like, snake like, lizard like.
Well, it's snake like because it results from its oceanfront Calvert Cliffs nuclear power plant, which made it overgrown. While doubters think people mistook sharks or enormous oarfish for this Loch Ness-like monster, which looks nothing like it.
Loch Ness-like!
Believers.
Man, commit to these descriptions!
No, it's Loch Ness-like because it has low credit score.
The only thing that's like it is it's in water and it rhymes with Nessie.
Yes! Yeah. Exactly! Yeah.
You finally meet us. Like, my name's Albert. Fuck.
Yeah. Assholes.
Assholes.
This one is wins as the most specific. Washington's Tacoma Narrows Bridge octopus. is it Nacoma Arrows Bridge octopus or Nacoma Narrows Bridge octopus? Well, that one's for the crowd to choose. In 1940, the original Nacoma Narrows Bridge collapsed and created a giant 600-pound, 20-foot octopus habitat.
Is this that where you see the footage of that bridge that's like going crazy?
The one that where the sound created it to go down? I don't know. Now a Puget Sound legend, it became a Tacoma mascot, memorialized by the Narrows Brewing Company and its very own IPA. Grab a cold one next time you're in town. So yeah, octopus, they like the downed bridge.
See, I like how that one turned into a commercial. Yeah.
You're right.
In 1940, blah, blah, blah. Now to our sponsor.
This one's correct. Like, look, it's an octopus. Just call it a fucking, it's not octopus-like, it's not squid-like, it's not Kraken-like. No, it's an octopus.
That's when, hey, we had a collapse, we got a whole bunch of octopus that live here. We're going to lean into that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it a giant one? No. Is it radioactive?
No.
Doesn't like Amway?
No.
Get out of here.
How many times did I tell you if I'm going to go get a drink with you, you got to stop with the Amway stuff.
All right. I'm also
what's its class?
Right?
It's not a bar. We already got a barbarian. Yeah. We probably got a swamp druid.
Yeah. Like, it's like a normal
circle
druid.
Of the
just weather.
Marsh or whatever.
Not so magic missile.
Dragonborn. That's what that guy.
Next up, we got the Sandhill Crane or Barn Owl. Choose your own adventure. West Virginia's Flywoods Monster, which we've done here.
Yeah.
You can kill it and fall out and all those things. The mountains of West Virginia are not only the real-life location of the new Fallout 76 game, oh, there's your answer, but also the home of Appalachian lore and legends. The Flatwoods Monster of West Virginia is featured alongside other mythical creatures like the Wendigo, the Grafton Monster, and Mothman. Deep in the Smoky Mountains live the 12-foot-tall alien with red eyes, hook-like arms, and the generation is known as the Flatwood Monster. Some kids saw it. They thought it came out of a... Could have been a robot. Could have been a space alien. Could have been both. Could have been just swooping at them.
It looks like he's got a teardrop head with an upside down, I don't know, somebody's face upside
so
down.
I have,
in it.
If you ever go
and down, then the bottom half is the bottom half is a salt shaker from like a diner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A diner. And then if you go into my office at home, Kevin, which you've been in, I have a Flatwoods Monster, the poster from when they were like showing it like to the townspeople. So that's pretty cool. We got our second repeat. At least they kept the eyes the same. Wyoming's jackalope. Guess what? There's jackalopes in Wyoming. But in 1965, a giant statue was placed in Douglas's downtown. Billboards, painting, and signs can all be seen all over today warning people to watch out for the jackalope. Watch out. I believe this monster is just a regular rabbit with a bad case of, there it is, papillomatosis. Papillomatosis. So, yeah. That's a hefty Scrabble word there.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm looking that up real quick to see if I know I've seen it before, but I'm typing that in with rabbit. Yep. You know, that's so sad because it's more like you said, it looks like they look like a warthog, like with tusks almost coming out of them. It's very sad. Very, very sad. But a couple of them have just been like horns, you know, so that's where that comes from, they think. Very sad. And we're in the home stretch here, kids. Last one. You're umming. I think you got something to say.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, thank God, because I didn't want to hear it. We got Wisconsin's Hodag. David, what is this thing as we're looking at it?
This is great. This it looks like a hairy sort of alligator, the head is like some kind of 80s plush toy.
It's the head of not Mike Wazowski, but the other guy from Monsters, Inc. I forget.
Sully,
Sully, yeah.
He's got some pretty bad toenail growth going. I think he needs to visit a vet.
How would you describe the eyes?
And
I'd say they are circular. Some might say round. This one might have a couple of eyelashes. They're yellow.
And also in its back foot or whatever that is. Does it have like a heel claw?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like a reverse velociraptor.
Ooh. I bet he gets that shit stuck in the carpet all the time.
I just want you to know that Artistry Skin Nutrition from Amway can really help you with this. And it's only $52
a jar. That's it. I'm leaving. I told you I was done. I'm leaving.
I'll pay the shipping.
Anyway, so the Hodag, Rhinelander residents and fans of the show Scooby-Doo are familiar with the creature's long horns. First spotted in 1893, the 7-foot-long, 200-pound horned frog and dinosaur creature breathes fire and smells rancid. Instead of searching for the Northwoods for it, catch a glimpse of his mural and portraits painting around the town of Rhinelander.
Yeah. Yeah. Why search for it when you can see a mural of it?
He's got a statue, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just special. That's awesome looking. It's at least this one is very creative. I wouldn't have went with horned frog dinosaur. I'd see no frog there. But
all of these are very hairy.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't really matter what it is. They're pretty much hairy.
Well, a lot of them were seen in the 70s, so it makes sense. But and in case you're wondering, yes, I did Google Amway skin cream so I could give you the real name of that one.
We appreciate the accuracy.
I wanted it to be.
I do too. And he does smell rancid.
All right, kids. So that's been our trip across America. Kevin, what was your favorite of this group here? Do you got one?
That is a good question. I think my favorite is going to be the woman who was burned alive. In the
you took it.
My favorite one.
Nice. The Rhode Island Palatine ghost. Yeah. So
mainly because her ship that she was on was the same size as the state of Rhode Island.
I'm going to go with
I'm going to go with the Tennessee Spearfinger.
And no, I'm going to go the Carolina's Lizard Man.
You're a homer.
He's just yoked.
All of it's metabolism.
But yeah, it's been a
lot of protein. Genetics. Please don't check my cholesterol levels. It's all natural.
And then the squonk gets a honorable mention in my world because that's just fucking hilarious. Or sad, whatever the word is you want to use. So
what was it? What did you say, David? Like a crying ball sack?
Yes.
Really it looks like a drippy ball sack. Thank you, David, for your painting a picture for us. So
I'm here to serve.
Monica Fish, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. And thank you to your illustrator because Fangoria Magazine. One of the magazine I never could read when I was younger. My mom always told me no. So you have that.
Yeah. There's a lot of BTGGs in it. That's why.
For those playing along at the home, that is brunette tabloid goat girls.
Hmm. Kevin,
you like what you like. Nobody's judging. The images are all by Wealth of Geeks.
Yeah. Oh, really? So, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I know we were making fun of them. They were really good. They're really good.
Great illustrations.
Yeah,
it's just not always accurate to the description as well.
Or we're stupid and they're like, no, they're perfect because we've seen them all, you dumb fucks.
Yeah, right.
They're like, well, you guys are dumb. No, so where else should we go? Like, if you guys got a list like this for another place, send it to us, weird@hysteria51.com. You can get into there. Also, send us your voicemail, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. If you get them in there, we are going to, we're going to be doing one of those episodes here pretty quickly. So we need your help with those. And anything else, hysteria51.com, you can listen to it there. And if you're on Facebook, go to Hysteria Nation. We had a post go viral this weekend. Thousands of new people came in. The last time I looked, it had been shared 3.1 million times.
Jeez.
Isn't that crazy? Like, man, I don't even get that kind of action when I share Kevin's nudes. So.
Wait, what was that last part?
Different. Someone else, you know.
Something about Amway again. you could really smooth out those balls when they're not.
Kevin, you got anything coming up or any specials or just normally your sad times? Weekly Tuesdays, you release new episodes, right?
That's right. Every Tuesday, wherever podcasts magically appear on your devices. Nothing special coming up.
But everything that you do is special, and I'll ask you to always remember that.
Thank you.
And then, David, you got any quiz, bang, bang, or blurry photos news or anything?
Well, quiz is coming out. You guys, if you're if you want to, you know, go to all kinds of hell, check out our April Fool's episode this year.
Nice. Nice.
Special extra episode.
Well, there you go, kids. And like I said, I'd love if you guys got more lists or things you want to talk about. And also weird news, weird and hysteria51.com. With that said, yeah. I've been Brent.
I've been David.
And I've been Kevin.
And there's been no conspiracy bot.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.